The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate at 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor. How are you?
Very good, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm lovely.
All right. We have with us for the second week in a row, Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate.
Happy to be here.
How are you?
I'm good. Getting ready to sell some houses in the spring.
Excellent. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic that we haven't covered, we pretty much covered everything in the past 5 years. But if there's something, send it in. And when you're at jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab. You can click that and it activates the webcam on the roof. You can see what's going on at the corners. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Look us up on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows you can listen to any time of the day or night. And jruddy.com is mobile friendly. Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. This week, we're going to talk about what sellers should be doing to sell their home.
Yeah, it's that time of year.
Right. Okay. So we're going to get all these new listings on the market, and it's going to be a very productive spring, we hope, correct?
I usually tell my sellers that daylight savings time is when the floodgates open for the buyers. So they get that extra hour of daylight, they hit the market strong. So now is really when you want to prepare for a spring sale, yeah.
All right. So are there pitfalls for sellers who may embark on the for sale by owner journey? That's the,
yeah,
what we call FSBO.
FSBO.
Right. Okay.
I would say let's start there. You know, just like you wouldn't handle your own legal proceedings, you wouldn't, you know, typically deal with your own tax situation, you'd seek expert advice. The same goes for selling a home. I mean, certainly anybody can do anything. You can do your own taxes, you can educate yourself to the point, but at the end of the day, you're really taking on another job. And that's what you've got to remind yourself of when you think it's a better opportunity to sell the home on your own. You're not just selling the home on your own, you're literally taking on another job. And a lot of people think they'll save the costs associated with a commission by doing so, but the pitfalls with that are you don't have access to the relevant information regarding the market, you're not up to date on the statistical information, the type of buyer in the market, the potential pitfalls in the property. I mean, I can go on and on and on. Disclosures, making sure you meet proper state law regarding what type of disclosures need to be made. All of this is challenging for the for sale by owner, and again, you know, to save a couple bucks when it comes time to sell the house, I just don't think it's worth it.
But I can hear some listener out there say a couple bucks.
A couple
bucks,
right.
I mean, a lot of the public's conception of what we do is a misconception in the fact that they think that we're grossly overpaid. We all drive Mercedes-Benz.
And we just sit around and wait for the phone to ring and open doors.
Right. So, yeah. You know, this is, and I understand sometimes that selling home, there's a mortgage. And it's tight. It really is
the
tight.
Margins, yeah.
And you know, financially, they're trying to save a couple dollars. And I'm all for
saving a few bucks.
You know, I do shop sales. Yes, I do. I like to save my money. I don't like to overspend. But when it comes to real estate, we've been through this time and time again. And there's usually some experience A lot of experience.
Well, and that's really what it comes down to is the experience. If you've never sold a home and then you take on the task of doing so, you've got to be prepared to show the property. You know, it does it accommodate your schedule? If you work nights and weekends or, you know, and the buyers typically want to get in on nights, then you're not going to be showing your home. That's just part of it. Who's going to deal with the title company? Who's going to be talking to the attorneys? Who's going to deal with the other agents? Who's going to deal with the home inspectors? Who's going to schedule these things, refer these things? These are, you know, it's funny because I had a relative of mine that said they were interested in selling their home and they were interested in doing it themselves. And I took no offense to it. But once I started talking about what it entails, they said, immediately cut me off and said, all right, you changed my mind. All right. Because it really is a lot more than just opening the door and letting people walk in. It's remembering names and numbers of the people that are interested, calling back, follow-ups. You know, as your agent, when we represent you from a seller's perspective, we'll do the follow-up. We'll take the lead generation. We'll take care of who they are, when they saw the home, what their feedback was, if they have interest in the home, are they qualified to buy the home? And these are a lot of questions that, you know, for sale by owners may not have the knowledge to even ask, let alone know if they're getting the right answers.
Well, they think no one knows a house like themselves. And that's true. Yes. Okay. Right. But they have an emotional attachment, which is going to cloud their vision.
Right. And to that point, you may know the home better than the agent, certainly, because you've lived there, but you don't know the market better than the agent.
Or the buyer's personality.
Right. And at the end of the day, the agent's going to help you find that niche in the market for the right buyer in the right market. And again, depending on the type of year, depending on the neighborhood, are you aware of the factors that influence the potential buyer for your home? And the likelihood is not. You probably won't. So that's why I'd say...
But so-and-so down the street, who had an inferior home, got X amount of dollars. Yep. And then someone the other way got X amount of dollars. So they
And typically that is completely erroneous. I mean, there's no value given to the home sold down the street when it was a two family with 3,000 square feet and yours is a single family ranch with 1,400 square feet. I mean, they don't even compare from an appraiser's perspective. And that is a common misconception. A lot of people say, well, this one sold for 180. Why didn't mine sell for 150? You're recommending 120. But, you know, obviously make sure your agent, when they come on a listing appointment and you do meet with someone to sell your home, that they'll give you sold comparables. They'll give you an idea as to what the market will generate. And that's the other thing, too. There's another fellow realtor of mine that mentioned this. If you're going to list your home or request to list your home for higher than what the agent's recommending, you know, it's just like putting the home on the market for $1 million, because at the end of the day, the buyers see it the same way. If you're out of the price range that the market dictates, it doesn't matter what you think. All that matters is what the buyer thinks. And if they think it's priced too high for the market, you're not going to sell the home.
Well, buyers are researching more now than ever before. They're
right.
Doing their homework. They know what values are. They've gone to see, in last week's show, you mentioned typical average buyer, 10 to 12 homes they usually pick, you know, from. Maybe on a high number, 20, maybe. But they know the neighborhoods, they know the values, and they know what they're going to spend. And so I think long gone are the days where the people from New York come with a big bag of cash and just plop it on the front porch.
That is a dream.
But I still hear it. Do you still hear it?
Yeah, I mean,
I'm going to get a buyer from New York.
No, you're right, though. A lot of it is out-of-state buyers that don't understand, especially the process, how we do it in Pennsylvania. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of intricacies that go in. I mean, if there's an issue with title that comes up, are you competent enough to communicate with the attorneys to handle the issue? Do you know what a quiet title is, an action to quiet title? You know, what if something comes up through the title search that you weren't aware of? How do you get that resolved? Your agent's going to have the experience with that. If big ticket items come up on the inspection report, properly negotiating those terms is what we do as experts. And the other big thing too with for sale by owner that you may want to shy away from is dealing directly with your buyer. You know, there's emotions, like you said, you're emotionally attached to the property. Well, the buyer is emotionally attached to their money. So when there's emotions involved on both sides of the transaction, things can get heated, they can go awry. And that's why it's nice to have that arm's length between you and the buyer with both representation on each end.
Okay, good advice.
So I'd say stay away from the for sale by owner. And if that doesn't talk you out of it, then
you're
gutting for punishment. What do they say? Gutting for punishment?
A glutton for punishment.
Yeah, glutton for punishment.
Okay. So what sells a home?
especially this time of year, preparing your home for a spring sale, especially going into the summer months. Cleanliness, what do they say? Cleanliness is godliness?
Yes, cleanliness is really close to godliness.
It really is. People, when they walk through homes, that is the number one thing I hear of and I see.
So it doesn't need granite.
No, it doesn't need granite. It doesn't need to be fully updated and modified. You know, a lot of people make that misconception that they need to put big upgrades in. It's little things. We talked about this last year when we talked about sellers, you know, paint. One big thing that I'd like to get out there that a lot of my sellers overlook is maintenance, property maintenance. Winter months, obviously shoveling snow. There's nothing worse than when you're showing a home and you're walking through a foot of snow to get to the door because no one shoveled the sidewalk because you've moved out of it. The summer's the same way. If you're moving to California or you've already bought another house and the home is sitting vacant, have someone prepared to mow the lawn every 2 weeks because it's obviously going to affect the curb appeal of the home. If it looks like it's dilapidated, overgrown, when people are doing the drive-by, which we talked about last week, then they may look past the home and think that if they're not taking care of the lawn, they probably didn't take care of the house.
Well, to that point, though, I've often found that people will mow the lawn in the front yard, but on the sides, it's a jungle.
They'll let it go, yeah. Well, simple things, too, like mulching the flower beds, planting some flowers, painting the door. We talked about this stuff, but really, those are the big things that are going to affect. And again, cleanliness, closets, clean them out, maximize the space. If you've got a ton of clutter and you anticipate moving out of the house, start now. Start throwing away the stuff you don't need, putting the stuff in storage that doesn't need to be there, and really leave the essentials if you're living in the home to maximize the space so the buyers can picture their furniture in the home rather than having a tough time looking past it. Because a lot of people can't. A lot of people think the home looks cluttered, it's too small for me, when in reality, it's the square footage they're looking for.
So freedom of movement is essential, and that's walkways from room to room, basement, attic. People have to be able to get through.
Yeah, flow.
Flow.
Nothing like squeezing past that couch, is it?
Right, exactly. If you've got an oversized couch in your living room and it's blocking the doorway to the hallway, even though it's removable, it may affect the perception from the buyer that the house is cluttered, it's too cramped.
It's too small, nothing will fit.
Right, exactly. My furniture won't fit if that one doesn't.
Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, giving some sellers some tips today if they want to market their home. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can contact me directly by calling 570-503-6333, or they can reach me by sending an email, dan@jruddy.com, and that's dan@jruddy.com.
And you represent buyers and sellers in real estate transactions. Pat? Would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, I will. We have a very well-maintained 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 154 Dundaff Street in Carbondale for only $99,000. This home has many updates, including a new kitchen, beautiful new bath, and it has beautiful hardwood floors. Taxes are only $1,400 a year, and the lot is 150 feet deep with a fenced-in rear yard. So if you're looking for an updated 3-bedroom home with 2 baths for less than $100,000, give us a call about 154 Dundaff Street in Carbondale for only $99,000. And that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And last week you said, where were your statistics?
Yes, where are the statistics?
I have them this week.
Oh, good. Thank God.
I've been waiting. All you have to do is ask, and I deliver. Okay. The Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for the last 30 days for single family homes. Median list price is $139,500. That's up 6% from last year at this time. Median sales price is $110,000. That's up slightly, 2.33% from last year at this time. Number of sold total year to date is up 19%. Hope that number continues. And the price ranges that have significantly changed year to date. The $40,000 to $50,000 range is up 50%. The $60,000 to $70,000 range is up 55%. And $70,000 to $80,000 is up 133%. $90,000 to $100,000 is up 80%. $140,000 to $160,000 is up 61%. And the $200,000 to $250,000 is up 50%. Stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We'll be back after a very brief break.
Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate asks, what does your dream sound like?
Oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can take that wall out, extend this room.
No, honey. We're not knocking any walls down.
Mommy, can we turn this into a basketball court?
No, sweetie. It's a dining room. We're going to put a table in here and eat our meals.
My bedroom is you!
Oh, you already have your bedroom picked out, huh?
This place is great.
I love it.
Whether you're searching for your family's new home or selling and moving on to the next exciting chapter in your life's journey, the award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate are here to help you realize your dream. Get in touch at jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Each Century 21 office is independently owned and operated.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
How are we doing today?
We're awesome. How are you?
We're doing good.
All right. Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. How are you?
We're good. Getting ready to sell some houses.
All right. I like that. We talked about sellers on the first half of the show. We talked about what they should be doing to get their house ready, how they prepare it. And right before the break, we were giving some pointers as to what to do on the inside of the house. And decluttering is and clean are the
clean,
big things.
Cleanliness, declutter. Organization is key.
Right.
Closets, extra storage space, maximize that space.
What other pointers do you have for people getting their house ready? Sometimes people overlook things. What's often an item that is overlooked?
Unfinished or incomplete handyman repairs. That's a big one. You know, you'll see someone that decided to change the trim out in the room, but then the window has no casing and the trim on the baseboard isn't fully nailed or painted. It's little things like that that make the house look shoddy. The craftsmanship, the workmanship looks shoddy. So finish off the little things. You know, if there's paint or trim or little things like that, you know, I would certainly address to make the house look upkept.
There's things that don't cost a lot of money that people can do before we even meet them at the house.
Yeah.
Before a buyer ever walks through the house. Handrails, not a lot of money, but handrails are often missing on staircases, especially to the attic or the basement. And I understand that you might not have a very large area to work with there. But for a safety hazard, just that, and people walking through your house, you want safety. You want to have people be able to get up and down those stairs without killing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then also there's loans that require those items.
Right. That'll require things like the handrails and safety concerns. Sure.
Sure. Okay. What else?
I would say as far as getting the home prepared to put on the market, like we talked about, the exterior is important, having the landscaping done. The curb appeal is important inside the home, declutter, organization, and you know, get as much out as you possibly can.
What about appliances that are being left?
Yeah, clean them. Clean them, because
clean
the buyers
them.
Are going to check to make sure they're in good working order and they are cleaned, you know.
They're opening the oven. They're opening the refrigerator.
They're opening pretty much everything they can get their hands on when they're touring your home. So again,
and cabinets.
Yeah, and cabinets, because they want to see how much storage they have for a pantry or so on and so forth. So again, maximizing your space, whether it be a closet or a cabinet or a refrigerator, just make sure everything is up to par, clean and organized again.
How about a fresh coat of paint?
Yeah, always helps. Nice neutral color.
Neutral. No blood red?
No blood red, no.
Or that royal blue?
No.
So first impressions matter. They count. Curb appeal obviously matters to get them inside the door. So when they get in the door, the foyer, if there is one, matters.
Yeah. Well, it's first appearance. You know, first impression when the buyer walks in the door. Again, it's just, there are a lot of little things that it kind of blows my mind when I meet with some sellers that they don't have done or aren't willing to do that can dramatically transform the look and appeal of the home. And again, it's to the point of just making sure everything is as best as it could be. You don't have to put thousands of dollars in improvements. You literally just need to upgrade, you know, again, some closet organizers and so on and so forth.
So in the bathroom, if it's not the most modern bathroom, don't fret if you don't have a lot of money to do a remodel or a major overhaul there. Cleanliness will go a long way, but there's also some other things that they could do. Maybe get some fresh, new, fluffy white towels.
Yeah.
maybe change out the towel rack. And sometimes they're older in appearance, and maybe a new one will just
lots of little things like that, right?
Freshen up the room.
Curtain rods, stuff like that. If there's no blinds, you know, I had one listing where half the blinds in the property, that the current occupant had a big dog, and the dog had jumped in the window and tore the blinds apart, and it just made the house look a mess. And for what, $2 a blind, $3 a blind that they could have replaced, and it would have looked clean, but half the blinds were practically falling off the windows because the dog had always jumped up and pulled them down. So it's little things like, you know, towel racks and blinds and little improvements, little costs.
And with those blinds, it's a good idea to open them.
Yes, lots of
entirely
light.
To show off the very spotless, sparkling, clean windows.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and to get a lot of natural light into the room, too, because buyers
natural
look for
light,
that.
Right. Yes, which is very important.
Make sure all the light bulbs are working.
Yes, there's another one.
Nothing
yes,
like
great.
Turning on a light and half
yes,
of them don't work.
Exactly. Ceiling fan with four lights, only one of them works. Yes.
Or using your cell phone flashlight to go down to the basement.
Right. Dust the ceiling fan blades. It's not that hard. And again, it's all about appearance and how well the home is kept.
Yes. Well, people, I'm sure when they're living in their home, don't look up at their ceilings often and maybe miss the cobwebs in the corner, but typically the buyer's eyes go right to it.
Right.
Okay. Now, what should someone expect when the listing agent comes out to look at the home?
I would say when you're meeting with an agent to list your property, one, expect them to obviously tour the home and get an idea as to what it has to offer compared to everything else in the market. They'll recap with you, an idea of where the market is, other homes that are comparable to yours, and what you could expect as far as a price. Certainly, they'll talk to you about their marketing plan and how they intend to sell your home, or at least they should, so make sure they do explain to you how they plan to sell your house in particular. But what I typically talk to when I'm with sellers is an analogy that I've been using for years. It's CAPE, C-A-P-E, and it really covers the four aspects that sell a home: condition, access, price, and exposure. And a lot of people say, well, doesn't location sell a home? Certainly it does, but you can't change the location. Those four things I just mentioned, we can change. You can change the condition, you can change the access, the price, and certainly the exposure. Now, our job as your agent to sell the home is to get the mass exposure. And again, that comes into the marketing plan so your agent can share with you what they plan to do to expose the home to the buyer's market. However, you've got to keep in mind that it is a team effort. A lot of sellers forget that. They think the agent comes in the door, they're selling the home, I don't have to do anything, sit back, relax. But it is a team effort. It's your property, you control the price, you control the condition, and you control the access. So, for instance, if you're renting the home out and you've got tenants, you know, it's going to be much more difficult to schedule a showing on that property when a buyer wants to get in because the tenant has no real incentive to cooperate.
Nor do they call us back.
So you've got to understand that's going to affect whether or not you find a buyer because they may not be able to get in to actually see the home. So access is important. The type of access, lockbox on the door. If we can provide an electronic lockbox, we can track every agent that goes in to make sure we get the proper follow-up. So access is one of them. The other thing, obviously, condition, we've talked a lot about, making sure the home is up to par. And the final thing is price. And that is, I'd say, probably the number one thing that sells your house. And don't lose sight of it. You can get the most exposure ever. You can be on every billboard in town, every radio station, every print ad. But at the end of the day, if the house is priced inaccurate, the home is not going to sell. And a lot of sellers need to take and swallow that pill because the reality is the market statistics in front of you. What are homes like yours selling for? You may want to sell yours for $20,000 more than the statistics dictate, but the reality is otherwise, and you need to come to terms with that. And a lot of times it's tough to get them to see where the price point should be.
And what do you need not in the home when you're showing the home?
What don't we need in the home?
The owner.
Well, the owner, right. Any occupants. It's nice because the buyers are always hesitant to let their true feelings known about the property when the owner's standing over their shoulder. Not only that, but a lot of owners feel the need to embellish and kind of talk in depth about what they like or the little intricacies. And, you know, that's another thing that I also recommend is that the sellers put that together in a little, I call it a listing presentation packet that we can leave at the property. This will have kind of a quick short story from the seller that outlines all those nice things. What made them buy the home? That's a big one. What made you buy the property? Share that with your new buyers. What are the things about the property that made you enjoy living there while you've been there? Share that with the buyer. Put it in writing. Share some photos and any major improvements. If you put a new furnace in, share the dates that they were in, the invoice from the contractor. All of this is relevant information for the buyer that's at hand. You can put it in the listing presentation packet so they can take it with them and be knowledgeable about your property before they even walk out the door. But yeah, it's little things like you said. Being there, you don't want to be there. Put it in a letter and then scramble, because the buyers want to walk through and let their feelings known. Discuss the property with their agent. What can I do here? Can I take this wall out? I hate this wallpaper. A lot of people are hesitant to say, I hate this wallpaper, in front of the seller who put it up. You know,
right.
Who loves it.
Yeah, who loves it. And again, it comes down to the emotional aspect of a transaction. You don't want to offend anybody. So certainly try to be, you know, pets too. Bring the pets with you.
That's How right. about scents, candles, scents, air fresheners? Music.
As long as they're not overbearing. When I do my open houses, I do bring a small little, you know, soft candle and some jazz music, you know, light kind of elevator music, if you will. That's mass appeal. I'm not playing death metal when you walk into my open houses. Well, certain ones maybe. No, but yeah.
You know, we have an agent friend, excuse me for cutting you off, but she used to work for us. She's down in Florida now and she's still a realtor. And the neighbors, it was a nice Sunday afternoon, across the street had the stereo blasting and they had like AC/DC. She just thought that was going to kill any interest in her open house.
No, I think the listing presentation packet is important. That'll kind of convey your message to the buyer from the seller side. And then it really comes down to price. Price is king in this market.
Well, a lot of sellers feel that they know what their house is worth, what they have into it, what they paid for it.
And where might they get that idea? If you're looking online, this is a great transition. If you're looking online at places like Zillow and Trulia and the online websites for market evaluation, you can take that estimation and throw it right out the window, because the way that they value homes is completely different than the way the appraiser is going to do it. They take every property in that market and generate their own algorithms. They take foreclosures. If a house next to yours sold for $30,000 and yours is worth $100,000, Zillow's averaging that together, whereas an appraiser is not even going to look at that foreclosure. So you can't take those numbers accurately. That's why you really need to meet with a qualified professional to get the market analysis done to figure out the true value of the home as far as the market's concerned.
Well, sometimes, yes, they do that. They go to Zillow and other places to find that information, but they often feel that their house is worth more because of the improvements they made. Dollar for dollar, they do expect to receive that back, or they have refinanced, paid off some credit card debt, student loans, so on and so forth, so they owe more than maybe what the house can realistically get on the...
And I've seen both of those scenarios. And unfortunately, dollar for dollar on home improvements is incredibly rare. So if you have intentions of maybe selling midsummer, late summer, or next year, I'd say any improvements that you do intend to put into the property, certainly contact an agent well in advance of making those improvements and talk with the agent about whether or not it's going to increase your value. What is the best bang for your buck as far as those items are concerned? Because you're right. I do have clients that have over-improved properties, and certainly there's a soft spot in your heart for them, because you feel bad. They have put a lot of money into it as far as the improvements are concerned, but in reality, they're not going to get that money back. You know, and it's unfortunate when you meet those scenarios, but that's why it really is important. If you have intentions of selling the home, contact an agent well in advance. Say, what can I do to increase value without over-improving the property and losing money on the improvements?
And I've also been confronted with an appraisal report that was done many years ago before the market tanked.
That's another one too. Yeah. Oh, I got it appraised for this 5 years ago. It doesn't matter. As far as the buyer's concerned, all you need to be concerned about when you're selling your house is the buyer's perspective. And when they go to get that mortgage, that appraiser is going to appraise your house within the past 6 to 12 months of sold comparables. If it sold a year and a half ago, as far as the appraiser is concerned, it doesn't exist. They want relevant, up-to-date information, at least 6 to 12 months. I think the latest they'll go is 12 months. So it's got to be current. It can't be 5 years ago, we bought it for this. It doesn't matter.
once again, a fabulous discussion with Dan Taylor, full-time realtor with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
They can reach me directly at 570-503-6333 or email me at any time, dan@jruddy. That's dan@jruddy.com.
Thanks, Dan.
Yes, we have a three-bedroom home at 535 New York Street in Dunmore for $79,000. This home has a stucco exterior, replacement windows, walk-in closets, and the appliances are included. It also has a walk-up attic that could be finished or used for storage. It also has an updated electrical panel and an oversized one-car detached garage. That's a three-bedroom home at 535 New York Street in Dunmore for only $79,000.
Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.